Good morning, this is Zaina, Clem and Lavinia with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a slew of political messages were projected onto the side of luxury surface paradise hotel, the QT, over the weekend. The messages were as follows. Albo, stop trading with Israel now. Genocide is a crime. Protest and resisting are duty. Israel is still starving children. IDF, children killers, out of our town, arrest them all. The Australian Jewish Association shared images of the building to Facebook with the post caption, quote, imagine being a Jew living in surface paradise and seeing this trash projected. The anti-Israel activists are obsessed. What can be done? End quote. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate deemed the act abhorrent, urging hotel owners to report the incident to police. It's not yet known who's behind the projection, but comments on the Gold Coast Bulletin's Instagram post on the incident are filled with sentiment in their support. With comments like, this is not anti-Israel, it's anti-genocide. Nothing abhorrent about the truth. And who do we see about getting this person a bigger and better projector?
The Bureau of Meteorology have revised their forecast for the peak height of the Fitzroy River, with the Rockhampton Council now projecting flooding across 280 properties. The flood risk comes from the aftermath of ex-tropical cyclone Koji. Deputy Mayor Drew Wickerson said that while the flooding was not as severe as major flooding expected in the past, residents still have to be aware of the risks. He said, quote, we want people to remain vigilant. We don't relax for one moment, end quote.
In national news, a debt collector that the ATO pays tens of millions of dollars to chase unpaid taxes does not actually pay any taxes. Recovery Scorp and its parent company, Symbos Bigco, are recorded to have had revenue surpassing $100 million according to Guardian Australia analysis. However, the company is still running at a financial loss after taking into account high consulting fees and elevated interest repayments to financiers, meaning that no corporate tax is owed. According to the Tax Justice Network Australia, the threshold for tax compliance with ATO contacts is too low and needs strengthening.
Over the last 12 months, only one capital city in Australia has seen the cost of renting a house go down. According to a new Domain report, the year leading up to December 2025 saw the average cost of renting a house or unit increase across Australia's combined capitals. While housing continues to become less affordable in most Australian cities and regions, Melbourne has thrown up some data quirks that experts have linked to state government policies, with houses now cheaper to rent there than they were a year ago. Melbourne, consistently ranked the most livable city in the nation, is now the cheapest capital city to rent a house in, at an average of $580 per week. The cost of renting a house in Melbourne fell by 1.7%, the only drop of any property type in any Australian city, according to the report.
In international news, the United Nations High Seas Treaty has officially entered into force, marking a historic milestone in global ocean protection and multilateral cooperation. Singapore's Ambassador for International Law, Rina Lee, describes global acts of cooperation as not a choice, but a necessity. Quote, this treaty embodies hope, resolve, and a shared commitment to a brighter future for the ocean and our planet. Unquote. The treaty allows for the creation of marine protected areas, MPAs, establishes clear obligations on how to ensure ocean resources are used sustainably, and pushes mechanisms which ensure fair benefit sharing. This will play a crucial role in achieving global biodiversity and climate goals, including the target to protect 30% of the ocean by 2030.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of light showers. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which